the grief of the dead. The prince of mankind said truly that no one who has passed away from this world feels sorrow and regret for having died. Nay, but he feels 100 regrets for having missed the opportunity, saying to himself, "Why did I not make death my object? Death, which is the storehouse of all fortunes and riches. And why, through seeing double, did I fasten my lifelong gaze upon those phantoms that vanished at the fated hour?" The grief of the dead is not on account of death. It is because they dwelt on the phenomenal forms of existence and never perceived that all this foam is moved and fed by the sea. When the sea has cast the foam flakes on the shore, go to the graveyard and behold them. Say to them, "Where is your swirling onrush now?" And hear them answer mutely, "Ask this question of the sea, not of us. How should the foam fly without the wave? How should the dust rise to the zenith without the wind? Since you have seen the dust, see the wind. Since you have seen the foam, see the ocean of creative energy. Come, see it. For insight is the only thing in you that avails. The rest of you is a piece of fat and flesh, a woof and warp of bones and sinews. Dissolve your whole body into vision. Become seeing, seeing, seeing. One sight discerns but a yard or two of the road. Another surveys the temporal and spiritual worlds and beholds the face of the King. Notes. This poem, The Grief of the Dead, is taken from Mathnavi 6, 1450, CF number 27. Here, death signifies dying to self, fana. Reference, the prophets, peace be upon him, saying, "Die before he die." 3. God is the only real agent. All movement and life in the universe proceeds from him. The prince of mankind refers to Muhammad, peace be upon him.